Two new homeless services are being opened today in Dublin and Kildare. They're being run by the Father Peter McVerry Trust. Its CEO is Pat Doyle, and he joins us now. Pat Doyle, what services are you opening today?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. We're opening a new 36-bed unit in the south inner city, and we're opening a 14-bed unit in Newbridge, County Kildare. They're both STA, or supported temporary accommodation facilities, so they will offer homeless people accommodation for up to 6 months.
And what does this bring to now, services of that variety available in the capital and the hinterland?
Well, the Minister announced, as you know, 2 weeks ago there, that there would be, after the summit, that there would be an additional 260 beds coming in to the city before Christmas, and that anybody who wanted a bed would get a bed. Now, these 36 beds in the south inner city, together with another facility that's being opened tomorrow, will bring the total number of new beds coming into the city to 171, so we'll exceed the 260 mark. We're delighted about this in the Trust. The 36 beds we're opening tonight are in addition to the 30 beds that ourselves and Focus Ireland opened 2 weeks ago. And these beds will give 20 males and 8 couples accommodation for up to 6 months. So this goes a long way at this time of the year to meeting the demand.
As you mentioned there, we've had response from government in relation to the homelessness crisis. In recent weeks, a number of measures announced. Are you satisfied we're going in the right direction and, crucially, fast enough?
Yes, we had a meeting this morning with the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, ourselves and Focus Ireland, where we went through those who were presenting on the streets over the last couple of days. I myself was out 2 nights last week checking the numbers. The numbers were clearly going down, which is what we wanted, as the new beds came in line. There was a couple of people last night who were offered beds but didn't take them. They had complex needs, and you know, there was trust to be built. They'd looked for beds before maybe and they weren't available. So we're confident that we will get those people in the next couple of days, and that we will have everybody who wants to be off the street for Christmas off the street. We're delighted because we hear today that Christmas night, the temperatures are to be -4. We have to have rain right up to Christmas, and -4 on Christmas Day. So hopefully now as many people as possible will be in for Christmas. We're also pleased because the beds announced today for ourselves and the beds announced last week for Focus Ireland and Crosscare, they're all new and additional beds. They weren't in the system before, and they will have and are having an impact. The second challenge for us all now is to ensure that the Minister talked about housing, 32,000 social housing coming online over the next couple of years. He's also announced that 50% of all allocations in the new year are to be for homeless people. So we need to make sure that people who come in off the street are not left in homeless beds, that we can get them out the far end as quick and into their own tenancies.
And you mentioned their meeting with the Dublin Region Homeless Executive this morning. Obviously, the majority of those homeless in the capital. But are you satisfied that enough has been done outside the capital to provide similar services?
Well, we hear all the time that homeless people flock to urban areas. So we're delighted this evening we're opening 14 beds, for example, in Newbridge. Those beds are new beds. There is no other service in Newbridge. And we're opening on behalf of Kildare County Council. That will provide accommodation for 4 women in emergency beds and 10 males. They too will get a placement for up to 6 months. So we're delighted about that. But other urban areas around the country, you hear Simon Community talking about the lack of funding for beds around the rest of the regions. I know the Minister was very focused on the Dublin area, and rightly so. The capital has the highest amount of homeless people. But I know also there's some increases in budget for 2015. And obviously the hope would be some of that would go to the regions as well to help the regions cope with the homeless problem. What happens is if you don't deal with the homeless problem in the regions, people migrate to the cities and they come to Dublin and Cork.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Thanks indeed for that. Pat Doyle, CEO of the Peter McVerry Trust.